This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purzel. On the way this afternoon, best-selling author Kim Harrison sits down for a chat about the latest in her series, The Hollows. It's a paranormal thriller set in Cincinnati, centered on demon witch Rachel Morgan and her werewolf, vampire, elf, and pixie friends. It is quite an adventure in the new novel, The Undead Pool, the 12th of the 13th book series. You'll learn more about that. And later, Thane Maynard talks with Elizabeth Colbert about the sixth extinction. It's not an asteroid, but humans who are causing trouble. But first, the game of chess. The Queen City Classic Chess Tournament kicks off at Paul Brown Stadium later this afternoon and continues tomorrow. Over 600 participants ranging in skill from novice to expert will be playing in one of the largest scholastic chess tournaments in the Midwest. Cody Pomerantz and two of his brothers started the tournament, and he joins me to provide you with a preview. And also here is Maggie Fennell, the director of the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Foundation, who's involved with the tournament and much more here in the community. Cody, Maggie, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'll turn to you first, Cody, to ask why and how did you become so involved with chess and the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament?
Well, my dad taught all of my brothers and I chess, and all of my sisters too. I have five older siblings. My two brothers and I were the ones who really took to the game, and he taught me. I was 4 years old, and we quickly became a lot better than him. And we started playing in tournaments, and we became interested in chess at a competitive level. But when we were at a Cincinnati Bengals game, you know, over a decade ago, 13-14 years ago, I was 8 years old, and we were walking out, and my brother looked at the big atrium on the club level of Paul Brown Stadium and said, "Man, wouldn't this be a great place to play a chess tournament?" And he was joking. I mean, this was a pipe dream, you know. And then it started to become a reality. It wasn't as far-fetched as we thought. And, you know, we got the tournament together, and we thought 50 kids will show up. 300, you know, walked in off the street, and after that, it just went up, and, you know, 400, 500, 600. We've got 721 this year, and we've had to cap it. And they, you know, they come from, you know, 11 different states across the Midwest. It's evolved into something we never could have even dreamed of.
So the event happens at the Paul Brown Stadium West Club, as I recall. And, you know, football and chess, at first glance, doesn't quite go together. But the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Fund is very much involved. And it's this tournament also sponsored by the Bengals. And Maggie, how did the Collinsworth ProScan Fund become involved, and why? Well, you know, as I said, it seems to be a little bit of a disconnect there.
Well, actually, the Pomerantz family is the one that started the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Fund.
Oh.
So that's kind of how it started. It became a program of the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Fund. So we like Cody said, we started with 300 kids. That was 13 years ago. Now we're in the 13th year, which will start tonight, and we're at 721 kids.
Just amazing stuff. Talking about the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament, it kicks off this afternoon and goes through the day tomorrow as well. Do you play chess? Has it benefited you in your life and career? Well, you can share your game by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing us talk@wvxu.org. And I wanted to ask you, back to you, Cody, the Queen City Classic, as you set up this tournament, it has a very unique aspect in the fact that Grandmasters and Masters actually host this tournament. So I know from previous interviews that these players come in, and it's very much a learning experience for all these kids who are involved.
Sure. So it's, like you said, it's a two-day event. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the tournament. Those are the five rounds where, you know, the kids play each other. It's a K-12 scholastic chess tournament. But tonight, Friday night, is an amazing event. It's called a simul, short for simultaneous. And what happens is we have squares of anywhere from 30 to 50 chess boards. And we've brought in three grandmasters, Gregory Kaidanov, Irina Krush, and Maurice Ashley. Irina Krush just became the first ever American woman to become an international grandmaster. Maurice Ashley is the first ever African-American grandmaster in the world. And it's a phenomenal crew of people, and they come in along with local masters. And this is like, these are levels. So if you imagine, you know, Maurice Ashley, Irina Krush, Gregory Kaidanov, that's like, in chess, that's like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I mean, these are the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in, and they each get a square of boards. And they play up to 50 kids at a time, simultaneously. It's incredible. And then they also, we have Arena, we have a blindfold game where Arena Crush will play Gregory Kaidenov, and they'll both have a blindfold on. They'll be shouting out the moves. They can't see the board. So what they do, it's a lot of fun for the kids to see this. I always say it's the equivalent of them getting to play Kobe Bryant one-on-one or LeBron James one-on-one. I mean, they're playing the best players in the world here.
Amazing stuff that goes on, and those simuls are outstanding to watch. I'm novice is probably above my level of chess playing. I enjoy playing chess, and I know how. I just don't play it well. But there are a lot of benefits to playing chess, and you've outlined it in a TEDx Yale talk that you did, where you talk about how chess and education can help these kids.
Absolutely, and it really should. We're trying to get this as part of not just after-school clubs, but maybe even part of the curriculum in some schools, because a lot of people take the benefits of chess for granted. They don't quite realize that, you know, we have a lot of people who may say, well, we need to focus on test scores. Well, chess raises test scores. It raises scores in critical reading, in math, in spatial reasoning. But even more than that, it teaches very important life skills. Focus, pattern recognition, what I think is the most important of all is understanding the consequences of your actions and thinking ahead. Because in chess, you learn how to think before you move. And in life, that translates into thinking before you act. And you see this in study after study. You take a control group of kids and, you know, you take another group, experimental group, you teach them chess. Their scores go up. Their focus goes up. They do better in school. They want to do their homework. And it's really an incredible teaching tool.
And for the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Fund, Maggie, I know that it's more than just this tournament because the reaching out into the community, into the school. So what does the fund do outside of this tournament?
Sure. We launched the newest program of the Queen City Classic in September of last year. And we started with 12 schools where we are actually teaching mostly after school. Like Cody said, we're working to try to get it into the curriculum. So we started with mostly after school programs. We're now in 14 schools and hoping to be in 20 schools by the fall of this year for the next school year. And what we're doing, we're moving from the after school programs into the curriculum. And one school that we're in right now, we're teaching every second and third grade student. It's Lincoln Elementary. We actually visited there this morning over in Dayton, Kentucky. And every second and third grade student is exposed to chess for 30 minutes a week. They actually took 30 minutes out of their math class to replace that with teaching them chess.
Wow. Amazing work that's being done, and just to see the results of what happens here. And I have an email from someone that says, if there's a teacher who wants to start a program in a local school, where can they find the resources and volunteers to do that, or how can they find help from the fund?
Most definitely. We're looking for more schools to be involved. In order to add more schools, we need more sponsors to help us with the program, which is one of the things that we've kind of added to this event. We've kicked it up into an event that can be sponsored, which will also help the Chess in Schools program. So it's the Queen City Classic Chess in Schools. And anybody that's interested can contact us and let us know if they have a school, their own school, their child's school. You know, really, we just need the school on board. And by on board, I mean, we will provide an instructor. We'll send an instructor into the school, and the school will provide a representative to be in the room to handle behavior or anything like that. And we simply teach chess. We provide the boards and the pieces and the instructor, and we go from there. Most of the programs are once a week. We have a few that are more than once a week, but for the majority of them, they meet once a week.
Well, I know from seeing your TEDx Yale talk, Cody, that really it's amazing what you can do with very little money when it comes to, you point out in your talk, those chess boards, it doesn't cost a lot to get a chess board together.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't cost much at all to get a chess board and chess pieces together. And they're reusable. It's an investment. But even if you can't afford the money to even get a chess board, you know, we've had situations where, I talk about this in the talk, we've had schools who have had such severe budget cuts that they can't even afford those resources. And the kids will draw the chess board in chalk on the concrete and use little paper pieces with, you know, the letters representing the chess pieces. It's incredible because they want to play, and it's not, you know, it's not a lot of money, but We do need funding. We do need resources to put teachers in chess teachers in these schools to get the kids the boards and pieces they need, and maybe even chess clocks, you know, which is a luxury for a lot of these programs.
Cody Pomerantz, one of the founders of the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament. It kicks off at the Paul Brown Stadium West Club later this afternoon and features some grandmasters and masters showing their skills with the kids, and continues tomorrow with a tournament among all the students. It's one of the largest chess tournaments here in the Midwest, scholastic chess tournaments here in the Midwest. Also speaking with Maggie Fennell, who is the director of the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Foundation, one of the sponsors and, I guess you could say, participants in the tournament as it goes along. You mentioned some of the benefits of chess, Cody. There's math and problem solving, critical reading, spatial reasoning, realizing the consequences of your actions. I'll ask you, as I've asked our listeners, how has chess benefited your life and career?
Oh, tremendously. So, a lot of my family and I have struggled with ADD for our entire lives. I have a lot of trouble focusing. I can't sit still for more than 20 minutes reading. And we were at Dayton Elementary, like I said earlier today, and this teacher came up to us and said, I have watched my kids who she deals with the special needs children at Dayton. She said, I've watched these kids go from not being able to sit still for more than 2 minutes to focusing on their reading. Because I say to them, because I look at them and they can focus for 45 minutes on a chess game. And it's like nothing I've ever seen. And that translates over. And hearing her say this, it was like deja vu, because that's exactly what happened with me. And I don't think I would, there's no doubt in my mind that I would not be where I am today without the game.
We're talking chess here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, taking your calls at 513-419-7100 and your emails talk@wvxu.org. And Mike wants to know how early you can really start to teach a kid chess. Cody said you learned at a very early age, but what is realistic is what Mike wants to know.
I think we have kids that play in the tournament that are 4.5 years old and in kindergarten.
Really?
Like Cody said, he learned at 4. We have a few people that say they're starting their kids as young as 3 and 4 years old.
Yeah, typically, you'll see a lot of programs start in second and third grade, a lot of chess school programs. But the reason it's such a magical game is because there are no barriers to it. No racial, religious, age barriers. And for me, that was always great. I would always play people older than me and hope I would beat them. And I remember I used to play in this tournament that my brothers and I helped start. I was 17 years old. This was 4 years ago. It's my last time playing in a tournament. And this 8-year-old kicks my butt.
Yeah.
And this is not a rare occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
You see an 8-year-old beat an 80-year-old. There are no age barriers. There are no language barriers. There are no gender barriers. This is a game that everyone can play and that everyone loves to play. And you don't even need to, I've played people who don't speak no English, and they don't need to, because we communicate through the board and we learn from each other.
And I guess that's why the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Fund is so interested in having this, because of the value to kids.
Definitely. One of the schools that we're teaching in the after-school program, it's the Academy of World Languages, which is one of the Cincinnati public schools. And there are students in there that speak very little English, and they have picked the game up fine from English-speaking teachers. They play with English-speaking children. They teach, I think, up to eight or nine different languages at that school, and there's no problem. It just provides a level playing field for everyone. Like Cody said, the age range, I think our highest-rated player in the tournament tomorrow is a 7th grader, and we have them coming up to 12th grade.
Wow. Talking chess here on Cincinnati Edition, taking your calls at 513-419-7100. Marianne from Fairfield, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I have a question pertaining to chess in the educational environment. I am a teacher, and I work with enrichment groups. I work with them with mathematics almost every day of the week. If we were to do a 30-minute-a-week period for chess, some of my students already know chess, but some would be learning from the ground up. How would the instructors deal with those children, the ones that already know chess versus the ones that don't?
Oh, good question. I'll toss it out and see who wants to pick that up and answer.
That's definitely happened in a lot of the programs that we're teaching in. And one of the things, another just really cool thing about chess, is that the kids actually do very well at teaching each other.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have a group that really knows the game and you sit them down and say, okay, now you're going to show the moves to this student, that actually is one of the ways that it's able to spread so quickly in the school system.
Yeah, in my experience, you know, I've taught in a few classrooms, a few chess programs over the years, and that, you know, that always happens. There's always a discrepancy in levels of playing. And what you do is, like Maggie said, you can either get, you know, the kids to teach each other, which is great because even the kids, by teaching the material to each other, they learn it even better than they knew it before. But also you can take a few kids aside who don't quite know as much, and you can have the more experienced kids play a tournament with each other. They get really excited, you know, for that, and it's a lot of fun, and it's definitely doable.
Well, I know part of the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament is the Shining Knight Award that started a few years back, and I'd like you to tell me about that because I know this year's winner, Ed Long, right?
Okay. Ed actually is the teacher at Lincoln Elementary in Dayton where we were this morning. So he is, we're honoring him for many reasons. If you know him, he's just such an unbelievable...
All-around great guy. Yes, he is.
He's been teaching in, I believe, 36 years now, and he's taught multiple different areas. Actually, he started in Canada, and he started a chess program at every school that he has been teaching in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, kind of how we came about getting to know him and hiring him on as one of our chess instructors. He's just unbelievable. And actually, our Shining Knight Award from last year, Rochelle Ballantine, she is here as well. She is just unbelievable. She's a few hundred points short of becoming a Grandmaster player.
Wow.
So, and she actually learned to play in a New York City school. So very similar to how we're teaching now.
So what is the Shining Knight Award?
It's just an award that honors, actually, it started a few different ways. Cody can probably tell you about the first couple of Shining Knights, but really it's honoring someone in the community that's made a difference, and then also we've kind of moved it to someone that's made an impact in the chess community. So it started more in the Cincinnati community, and now we're going Cincinnati community as well as people that have made a difference in the chess community.
Well, I'm sorry that we're running out of time and no more time for moves here, but I appreciate you both being here today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Especially on a busy day like this, since the tournament starts in just a few hours.
We're excited. We're ready for it.
I've been speaking with Cody Pomerantz, one of the event founders of the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament, and Maggie Fennell, the director of the Chris Collinsworth ProScan Foundation, about the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament. Kicks off tonight at Paul Brown Stadium, Club West. Details and links online at wvxu.org. It is the 13th year for the Queen City Classic Chess Tournament. Kim Harrison discusses her new book in the Hollows series, The Adventures of Demon Witch Rachel Morgan, set here in Cincinnati, next on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.